Hobbit 4.7, Andy and Mal, 822, up to 22 today. It is zero out right now.
It was two.
It's colder now.
I don't get it. The sun's coming up. How does it all of a sudden become colder?
Well, it gets colder gradually as the night goes on, so it's always coldest, like around, or you know, this time of day, usually. It's okay. Not summer. It's not like the sun is instantly... The sun's farther away from us, too.
That's true.
That's part of why it's snowy and cold here.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe you can ask Kelly to explain that to you, too.
I understand it.
No, but she said... What was her tweet?
She
Kelly over at KDLT.
That she did some research, and she found that South Dakota was the best state to survive the apocalypse. Worst state would be Rhode Island. So I did tweet back at her and asked her where she found that story.
Okay. I was trying to find it myself, and I was not having any luck.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you got it?
RichardYoung.com.
Oh, okay.
That's where it's at.
Richard Young.
She just tweeted back at me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 survival states. And I'm pulling it up.
Oh, okay. Well, this is great radio here.
I know, but I just got it.
I have the best U.S. states for zombie survival.
Oh, good. Are we on there? Yeah, best survival state, South Dakota. Survival score 9.0. With gun laws, they protect American Second Amendment rights, low crime, low unemployment, inexpensive farmland, decent crop yields, low incidence of natural disaster, a sparse population, the inexpensive law enforcement needs. South Dakota easily topped the list. The hallmark of South Dakota's prime placement is the state's employment opportunities. Unemployment is extremely low. South Dakotans are invested in their state's success because they have jobs and lives to protect. And people in the Mount Rushmore state are sparse. It's the largest city. Of course, Sioux Falls has a population of 156,600. Where survival state is Rhode Island. Survival score is 37.4, however they do their scoring.
Yeah.
So apparently lots of violent and property crime rates there.
Rhode Island, really?
Gun laws are about average. Let's see. It has second worst unemployment, second worst farmland productivity, and dense population.
I just got a text that said, not only did the world not end, but no zombie attacks. I know, bummer, right?
I was a little bummed about that.
There was UltimateClassicRock.com did their top 10 songs for the end of the world.
Yeah.
Number 10 was The End by the Beatles. 9, Until the End of the World by U2. Number 8, When the World is Running Down, You Make the Best of What's Still Around by The Police.
Oh, okay.
An obnoxiously long title. Number 7 was After Forever by Black Sabbath. Number 6, Run Like Hell by Pink Floyd. I have audio of the top 5. You ever try to sing along with him? It gives you a headache.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
No.
Number 4, End of the World song.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
This is my number 1.
No.
End of the world as we know it.
I pretty much agree with this list. Although maybe I would move REM up to 3.
I feel fine.
I would move REM to 3. Okay. I would move this one to 2. It's number 3 on their list. I need more cowbell. Number 2, End of the World song, Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's too happy sounding. I would put this one at 4, REM at 3.
Yeah. I didn't even know this song was about any of that.
Yeah. The number 1 song is by The Doors.
This is the end, beautiful friend. The
song is depressing and weird.
Yeah.
Really this weird.
This is the end, boom, boom, boom. My only friend, the end.
Yeah, I played the the really creepy part of that song for Mel. It was like watching you watch a scary movie.
I didn't like it. It creeped me out really bad. I did not like it.
It's a creepy song.
It is creepy.
I won't deny that. It's a creepy
weird
song.
And ugh.
Define ugh for me, would you?
I can't. It's a mixture of disgusting and gross and weird and
okay.
Creeped out. And
the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My day starts backwards. I wake up tired and go to bed wide awake.
If the end of the world had come, this might be what it had sounded like, at least our show.
In the apocalypse.
Hey, hi, good morning, Andy and Mel. And, you know, if you thought you were really sick of the music that, you know, sometimes we play over and over too much,
mm-hmm.
It's going to get a lot worse because there's nothing new coming out.
Yeah, that is really a bad problem.
Yeah, so that means, you know... You're going to hear nothing but Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber and, you know, just the songs that we actually had.
So it's like top 40 forever now?
Unless we record our own.
Oh, we could write some songs.
Yeah.
Did you bring the guitar? I don't remember seeing that here in the bunker.
No, I did not get the guitar to the bunker. I meant to bring it, but
crap.
I didn't.
We're going to beatbox? I'm okay at it. I can get better.
You're better than I thought you would be. Here, you do the beatbox,
okay.
And I'll try to do the guitar.
Okay.
Hi, this is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
There's some talk that Leanne Rimes was inebriated when she performed on X Factor Wednesday night, but she says that's not the case. She says, quote, in my 18 years of performing, I've never been anything but professional on stage. ESPN has slapped Rob Parker with a 30-day suspension. He's the guy who insinuated that the Washington Redskins quarterback, Robert Griffin III, is not black enough on First Take last
week.
That
was the dumbest thing I've ever heard a commentator say.
ESPN said his comments were inappropriate and they'd keep a closer watch on what the commentators were saying on that show. Madonna freaked out on a fan before her concert in Chile on Wednesday night because they were smoking a cigarette during her soundcheck. She yelled, quote, someone is smoking right now. No smoking. If you're going to smoke cigarettes, I'm not doing the show. She said, if you don't care about me, I don't care about you. The performance went on as scheduled. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
What a crybaby.
Right?
I mean, it's not cool to be smoking in public, but... Although she is Madonna.
She's Madonna.
She's prone to freak out about
things. If you're going to be anybody's going to be a diva, it's going to be her.
Some friends of mine that live in Denver went to her show there.
Yeah.
She went on stage like about 11.
That late?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, pretty late. Apparently people have trouble spelling the word rapping.
They spell it like rap, like...
No.
Like I'm going to rap.
I wish that was how they were spelling it.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Not like that?
I saw this on BuzzFeed.com. You can see some screenshots from Twitter at our website, hot1047.com.
Don't people have a spell check on their phones?
Spell check wouldn't find it.
Oh, I guess
that's
it wouldn't.
That's reason number one. You're not supposed to rely on spell check.
It wouldn't. I didn't even put that together.
Because I'll read some of these tweets.
Okay.
I cleaned my room so good this morning, and now it's all messy again because I was raping presents. Another tweet. Raping presents is such a struggle.
Oh, my goodness.
Chilling at home, watching TV by myself. Parents downstairs raping presents. This is another reason why we're going to be speaking Chinese in 20
years.
W-R-A-P-P-I-N-G. P-P.
Wow. Like, how old are they?
If you want to eliminate the long vowel sound, you have to have two consonants after it.
Yeah. I mean...
That would be... Because, like, when I saw the story, I was like, oh, rapping. It's going to be rapping without the W. Oh, cute. And then I saw it, and I'm like, wow, okay.
That's what I was thinking, was that without the W.
We're raping presents.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. That's nice work, people.
Yeah, that's good. That's good work.
How'd you graduate?
Don't know how they did. But at the same time, though, it's one thing when you misspell a word. There are certain words that, like the word premiere, I always screw up the spelling of that word.
I before E, except after C.
I know. And there's another one I can never I can't remember which one it is. I always misspell.
I always spell probably wrong, so I just shorten it up and put P-R-O-B.
Prob.
Because I always spell it wrong,
or
no
some
matter
people
what.
Will spell it prolly. P-R-O-L-L-Y.
I think that's how I spell it. I don't know. I just always spell it wrong without autocorrect. That's one time that autocorrect helps me out in that situation.
I have had some really dumb autocorrect texts, though. There was a conversation. It turned out obscene because I actually... I save the naughty words into my phone so that
it's a good idea to
I can
save
do
them.
The swipe. Yeah. Because then otherwise it was like, did you mean ship?
No.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. We've got a special We Can Wake Up with DJ Core coming up here at 9 o'clock. The Later Babes are going to be a part of that. Wes is coming in shortly. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:49. We're going to top out at 22 today. What do we got? Guess the temp, Mel.
It's 3.
0.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
A bunch of crap.
So we've got some later babes here.
Hi. We do.
Yeah.
They don't look like kitties, though.
Wes and the other guy whose name I didn't catch. Isaac, sorry.
I didn't introduce myself.
Isaac. I don't know. Have I ever met you before, Isaac?
No.
Okay, good.
You have
then
to
I
talk
don't,
more into the mic,
Then
too.
I didn't, don't feel like a jerk.
Oh, I would have introduced. I thought you'd been here with me before.
No. He has been here, but with me.
Oh,
I wasn't
gone.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah. And, well, Isaac, I'll give you the same lesson we have to give all musicians who come in here. The microphone works the same way it does for you when you're on stage. You have to be right in front of it for it to work.
He doesn't have a lot of microphone experience.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't?
Later babes don't sing.
Okay. Well, he was a musician. I figured he had been around a microphone before.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Okay, so end of the world party at the vault tonight.
Yes. We're throwing a party. I think there's a lot of parties going on tonight, but we figured we'd throw our hat into and... Yeah, tonight at the vault, we're going to do like a big DJ kind of dance party thing.
Yeah, if you don't know what the Later Babes is, explain it to people because I've seen you guys a couple times. I love it. It's such a cool show.
It's a new project. You know, myself, Isaac, Tori, Miles, Corey from Soul Crate, we kind of all got together. And it's kind of just a mashup DJ thing. We take a lot of genres of music, a lot of different songs, like the best 30 seconds from all your favorite songs kind of slammed together. Live drums, keys, and a DJ. It's just kind of a fun party, kind of a mashup thing, a DJ.
How many songs do you get in your hour set?
I mean, I think I actually drop about 65, 70 songs.
Isn't that crazy?
In a little over an hour. But yeah, they're really quick. We're constantly changing, and it'll go from like classic country music to, you know, pop music to rap music to indie rock. So
everything. I mean, yeah. Everybody pretty much, I think, has their musical preferences satisfied.
And
with your
you
show.
Will get a taste of it here at the start of the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. Yeah. The first. 12 minutes or so
it's
of
actually,
the first segment
yeah, it's
is
brand
you
new
guys.
Stuff that we haven't released, so it's a totally brand new. Isaac is kind of the brainchild behind the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you didn't take out The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, right?
Nope, it's still in the set. It's okay. Not what they're going to hear.
Not
on the
today,
radio,
but tonight yeah, they would hear it. That's my favorite one of all of them.
Our motto kind of is like, if you don't like the song that's playing right now,
give
it's going to be over in 30 seconds. And you might like the next one, you know? So we keep changing it real rapid fire.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the show is tonight. What time's everything get rolling down there?
Doors open at 9, kept it real cheap. It's only $5, 18 plus to get in at the vault. It should be a good night.
All right, now we have to play our weekly game. You guys are going to play along with us.
Okay.
The game is called Name That New Movie.
They can't hear it.
Oh, they can't hear.
I'll put my headphone out so maybe they can hear a little bit.
They know the choices, though. So.
They do know the choices.
The choices are Jack Reacher, Guilt Trip, or This Is 40.
Okay, I'm only familiar with one, so.
Okay. Here is the here's the first movie clip of Name That New Movie.
You're working for me, do you understand that? So everything you do is a reflection on my firm, on me.
I'm Sam.
You're talking to a lawyer.
There was this girl. She came running to me, picked a fight.
Which never happens in a bar.
She was thrown when I told her my name.
She was expecting Mike Tyson?
She wasn't expecting Jimmy Reese.
Okay.
Jack
Name
Reacher.
New movie.
Jack Reacher.
Guys, your guess?
Yeah, I'd say Jack Reacher.
No, sure. I'm sorry. That is This Is 40.
Really? I was going to say all I'm sure of is that it's not.
It's Jack Reacher.
All right, here is the next movie clip.
Andy! Woo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Andy! 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 I'm
Did you
over
say
here.
Andy?
Honey.
Hey, Ma.
I'm over here.
I know. Hey. All of Newark sees you.
Okay. Hi. What, Mel? What is it?
Guilt Trip.
No, I'm sorry. That was Jack Reacher.
No, it is not. Andy, it is. I just threw my pen. It is Guilt Trip.
I was going to say Mrs. Doubtfire. That's what it sounded like.
It's Guilt Trip.
No, it is not
it
Guilt
is
Trip.
Too.
I'm sorry. You're incorrect.
Oh, my God.
Try again next week.
It's Guilt Trip.
Had the world ended today, here's what our show may have sounded like. Oh, by the way, stick around. We've got the Later Babes coming up in the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. Wes, Isaac, thanks for stopping in this
thanks
morning.
Thanks for having us.
And now here is Andy and Mel in the Apocalypse.
In the Apocalypse.
It's Andy and Mel, the Apocalypse in the Morning, day 47.
Can't believe it's been that
since
long.
Since the end of the world. Today is February 6, 2013. And there's something that's kind of been, that came to mind here last night to
okay.
me, is that at some point, we're going to have to repopulate the Earth.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping we find some other people.
Wow, yeah.
You know, do I cave in and let Mel sleep with me?
Let me? Let me? Not if you were the last man on Earth.
Yeah, but I might be.
Crap.
The wait for this is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. It was a dandy. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
44-year-old Susie Favor Hamilton was a three-time Olympian for the U.S. She competed as a middle-distance runner in 92, 96, and 2000 Olympics. And it turns out she's been secretly working as a $600-an-hour escort in Vegas.
Oh.
She has endorsements. She didn't need the money. She's married. And her husband knew. So it appears it was all just for the thrill.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
On Tuesday, an 87-year-old man in California. Let me restate that. 87-year-old man.
87.
In California.
Okay.
Was in his car and accidentally drove onto a pedestrian path.
Okay.
It was narrow and had concrete walls on both sides, and his car got stuck. It took more than a half hour to get him free. And to make it even more poetic, you know where he was going?
Where?
On the way to the
Thy
DMV.
Doctor. Oh.
DMV to get his license renewed.
Oh, I hope it didn't get renewed.
He was issued a mandatory reevaluation. Time for us to scoot. I'm off now until after Christmas. I'm back on the 27th. You're pretty much working every day through the holidays.
Yeah, except for Christmas Day.
Well, yeah, nobody's working that day.
Yeah.
Well, except Johnny. He always volunteers. Time for us to scoot. Ben's in next. Talk to you in about 6 days.
Hot 104.7.com.